Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Taking you right up to 6:37 tonight for some Cleveland Indians baseball. Tribe taking on the San Diego Padres. First pitch at 7:10. Pre-game coverage at 6:37 here on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you, although Douglas is out of the equation for this interview. He's working the camera, or actually he's working the phone on this Facebook live stream. And we've got a few special guests with us here in studio. The Lorain Community Music Theater putting on The Little Mermaid July 14th through the 23rd at the Lorain Performing Arts Center. And we've got a couple of the performers who are going to be in that Little Mermaid performance. We've got Jeff Kirkjian and Sarah Brumagen with us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Guys, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. Doing well.
Well, Sarah, as I understand it, you're going to be Ariel, right?
Yes, I
That sounds pretty exciting. Now, what's been the most difficult part of so far through this whole process of playing Ariel?
Well, I probably have to say the one song that Prince Eric and I do is One Step Closer, and it's a waltz, and there's a lot of lifts in it, so it's very technical dancing-wise, and it's taken a really long time to get it together, but it looks fabulous now that we finally have the lifts done and, like, cleaned up, so.
Well, what Sarah isn't saying is she has to pretend to not know how to dance, because Ariel just got her legs, and she's a great dancer, and here she is pretending not. It's harder to learn how to not dance than it is to dance for her, because she's a wonderful dancer. She's a very talented Disney princess.
You. See, you got a pitch man in here with you. It doesn't get any better than that. You got someone to brag for you. That's the best of both worlds. Now, Jeff, you're playing a couple characters in this, right?
I am,
and that's
yes.
Got to be tough, too. Talk about those challenges. I would imagine it's tough to play only one character, but you've got to split it up and play two.
Well, I absolutely love the challenge of two very, very different characters. I'm playing Flotsam the Eel, which is one of Ursula's, like, right-hand men. And then I'm playing Chef Louis, who is the chef who tries to cook up Sebastian for Prince Eric and Ariel when they're dining together. So I love the challenge, and I love that our producers and everybody, we're working to make it seem like you don't even know it's me. And the quick changes, I like to get the characters so far apart and play them so differently that you, at the end of the bows, you say, oh my gosh, that was the same guy, doing different voices, doing different accents. I think it really brings a lot of fun and a lot of challenge to the show.
See, that's what blows me away about performances like this. When you see them live, I don't know that you totally appreciate it, but when you hear about it after the fact and you learn about the process, especially playing more than one character, you know, there are some wardrobe things you got to go through. I mean, you're changing your attire. You're changing your character entirely. And even only playing one character as well, I would imagine there are a lot of challenges, too, as you go from one scene to the next. That can't be easy.
No, not easy at all. And Sarah over here goes from fins to feet in, like, 30 seconds. So, I don't know. Have we practiced that change yet, Sarah?
Not fully. We've tried to quick change it, but we haven't had the full effect since we've kept stopping and starting again, so we don't have like the exact time I'll have, but it's pretty quick.
What kinds of things do you guys do to prepare, going all the way back to the auditioning process? What kinds of things did you guys do to prepare?
Well, I did theater all through high school, so I was the president of our thespian troupe and just did every play and musical I could, and I actually worked downtown at Playhouse Square as an usher, so that's super fun. So I get to see all the shows and meet some of the Broadway stars that come through and talk to them and get tips from them, and just taking acting classes and just doing everything I can to perform.
What kinds of tips have you gotten along the way that you're able to share here on the air? I would imagine that you probably see and hear a lot of pretty cool things, because the acts that go down to Playhouse Square, those are no joke. I mean, that's really kind of considered amongst the best of the best. What's some of the best advice you've gotten?
Well, I think when you audition, a lot of people don't know, when you audition for a show, you're not allowed to sing any songs from the show. Mm-hmm. So even if you're coming in auditioning for Ariel, you're saying, I want to be Ariel, you got to find the perfect song that kind of channels Ariel without playing Ariel,
exactly.
If that makes sense. You want to find a song that kind of... So for me, you know, I wanted something upbeat, something fun, something energetic, so I sang a song from Guys and Dolls, Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat, which is a fun, shows my character, shows my element, but a lot of people don't realize when you go to an audition, you're singing a song from a completely different era, different artist, anything like that, totally different character.
Well, this, of course, isn't new to you, Jeff. I mean, you've seen studios millions and millions of times. Of course, you're a radio guy in the morning.
Yep.
So talk about how your other job, your radio job, helped you prepare for this.
Well, you know, I like Sarah, did theater all throughout high school. And when I went to college to study broadcasting at Syracuse University, I kind of kept that theater, that performing vibe within me. I performed in an a cappella group all throughout college, which was a lot of fun. And when I got my full-time position here in Cleveland, I said, I need to get involved in some sort of community theater. And Lorain Community Music Theater Company is the best because it's about the people. We put on great shows and great productions, but the people we get to work with, including Lynn, our producer, who got us up here and made sure we were on time. These people are amazing. And so I love being able to contribute, you know, and have fun with a community theater program like LCMT. And I live downtown Cleveland, so I commute 40 minutes out for every rehearsal. So I must really like you, Sarah, the fact that I'm driving all the way out here to perform with you and all of our other great castmates.
No, but you really are right. Like, we kind of became one big family. And that's what is something really cool about LCMT that I found this year, because this is my first show with them, is that everyone just has such a blast together backstage and talking and having a good time, which I think kind of shows through the performance too, just how close we are and excited to do the show.
Well, we had Lynn on the show a couple of months ago, and when we had Lynn on, she was telling us all about the auditioning process, and I believe you even mentioned something about how you didn't want anybody to come into this thing singing any of the songs from The Little Mermaid. And I remember, Jeff, when you just mentioned that, yeah, when you're auditioning, you can't sing any of those songs, so it all makes sense, and even though the interview was a few months ago, that's all starting to come back to me now,
right.
But that's got to make the auditioning process even tougher, because you go in there with the idea of playing a particular character, and maybe knowing some of the lines and knowing some of the songs that you might have to sing. I would imagine that makes that auditioning process a little bit tougher, not being able to do some of the things that you know you'll have to do if you get the part.
Well, in musical theater, too, there's some directors who just hate certain shows. Some directors who directed a show 10 years ago say, I'm never doing that one again. And so if you go in auditioning with a song from Bye Bye Birdie and they hate the show, you're like already in the dumps at that point. So you got to recover from there and hope that they like you enough and like your voice enough to look past the fact that they hate the show you're singing with. So
makes the process interesting, I'm sure. Well, when you guys are putting this all together, you guys have been practicing and performing. What's going to set this performance of The Little Mermaid apart from all the others you've seen?
I think the enthusiasm we have, like I was saying, and how close the cast is. Like, everyone just loves the show and loves what we're doing. So we're all so excited, and I think that really shows, like, our passion. And, you know, we're having fun up there, and I think that the audience will be able to notice that.
I think a big part is the wide variety of age in our cast. We have people as young as I think like 7 or 8 years old playing little guppies, little fishes flying around. And then people, you know, our King Triton, who's an actual, you know, grown man adult. So you can see, you know, instead of like going to a high school production, which I miss high school theater every day of my life, but the cast bonds in that way, and you can tell that we have such a wide variety of skill range, and everybody's this there with one goal, to put on a great show, have a great time, and bring Disney to life. I mean, I'm in the presence of a Disney princess right now. I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
The energy level is definitely high, and I think that's certainly very infectious. There's no question about that. And I think there's something cool about what you guys are saying about the dynamic that exists here with the cast you guys have put together. I mean, it sounds like you've got some folks who are a little bit younger. You mentioned you've got some who are a little bit older, too. But I would imagine at the end of it, it really is kind of cool. And all the work you put in to all these characters, it's got to be very, very rewarding, even before you actually perform. But I'm sure at the end of every single practice, it's got to be rewarding to see all of that come together.
Oh, for sure.
I always liken it to, at the end of every show, at the end of every night, it's like winning a playoff game. I grew up playing sports, and theater for me was like my, it was the same teamwork as playing on a baseball team, playing on a football team, a basketball team. When you end that show and the curtain comes down, I mean, you're high-fiving, you're hugging, you're jumping into people's arms because you just won a playoff game. And it's sad that it has to come to an end, but we're really, really excited to get started next week. I hope everybody comes out and sees it.
Well, speaking of which, I mean, Lynn put all this work in to get you guys to come down here. We'll get Lynn in front of the microphone here for a second, give you a chance to pump this up. Little Mermaid taking place July 14th through the 23rd, being performed by the Lorain Community Music Theater. It'll be down at the Lorain Performing Arts Center. Lynn, what kinds of details can you share with us? Where can folks go online to get some tickets, and where can they go to find out more information?
If you go to LCMT's website, which is LorainCommunityMusicTheater.org, you can purchase tickets online. You can find all of the information you need about the show. Something important to remember, we are at a new location this year. Lorain High has a new, beautiful Lorain Performing Arts Center. Seats about 850, so it's plenty of seats, but just know if you've come out to LCMT shows in the past, we are at a new location.
Very
cool.
Our
director, Monica Aleko, also the choreographer, always puts top-notch shows together.
She's amazing. She truly is incredible.
You cannot go wrong when you have Mo, we call it a Mo show, being the director and choreographer, so you won't be disappointed. The cast is fabulous, the costumes are fabulous, and I think you will have a magical Disney afternoon or evening.
I second that.
Yeah, definitely third over here.
Yeah, right.
Very nice. Cool, cool stuff. Well, guys, we appreciate you coming in studio, spending some time with us. Sounds like it's going to be a pretty awesome 10 days there. I know you guys have a lot of shows lined up, July 14th through the 23rd. So thank you guys very much for coming in. It was a pleasure to have you guys in the studio. And like I said earlier, I mean, I could certainly feel the energy here in the studio. It sounds like you guys are going to have an absolute blast.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thank you very much again. Jeff Kirchin, Sarah Brumagen. I'm glad I didn't butcher that.
Yeah,
I came close a couple times, I'm not going to lie. And Lynn Mislinski coming in here as well. We need to take a break. We'll be back after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.